It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Time to crank up the machine once again. Border Crossings is on the air, and you are in the spotlight. It's your requests and dedications that we're about to play for the next hour here on Border Crossings. Welcome to the Voice of America. If you'd like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. Marissa's answering calls today, 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Chris Tetta and I have our chapstick on right now because we're about to kiss a girl. Here's Katy Perry on Border Crossings. Crossings, and that is Katy Perry, and that was one of her very, very first big hits when she was just getting started a few years back. I kissed a girl, and I liked it, and look at Katy Perry these days. She's been on the Prism Tour around the world, and her latest album, multi-platinum, all the big hits off the album. She performed at the Super Bowl. Katy Perry's the real deal. I love her music, and Chris Tetta requested that song, and he said, I like hearing it because it makes me jiggy. That's his word. He gets jiggy. So I hope you're feeling jiggy, Chris, because I'm getting jiggy on Border Crossings. Welcome to our show, and welcome to Tuesday. Chalet is tuned in. Hello to Chael, Edwin El Grande, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Jock J. We've got Boise. That is a new listener. Boise Calico is tuned in. The GW Pitches, who were on the show yesterday, they've liked my Facebook page. Tasvirul Islam is listening. Ogwo, Mary Essium, Emmanuel Workne. I welcome everyone to Border Crossings Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I don't know if you heard this news yet about Katy Perry. She wanted to buy a mansion. She wanted to buy this house, this giant convent, which is occupied by a bunch of nuns. And she offered something like $15 million to buy this Los Angeles hilltop mansion, convent. They said, no, we don't like what Katie stands for. We're not going to sell it to her. And she said, that's not fair, so we're going to court to battle over this property. And a Los Angeles restaurateur named Dana Hollister is also putting in a bid. So now Katie says, let the judge decide who gets to buy the house. It's not fair that they're keeping me from buying this property. If I've got the money and I want to buy it, they don't have to like my music. But so a judge will determine that. I believe the case is due to be heard September 15th. That's when a judge will make the decision. Welcome to Border Crossings. We're underway for a Tuesday. If you want to join us, 202-619-2077. That'll put you in touch with Marissa, who will take your request and dedication. And we'd love to hear from you. And coming up in this hour, not only requests, but also the Now 55 CD giveaway continues. We did it yesterday, and we'll be giving away a Now 55 CD each and every day throughout August. So if you want to win this, it's a great CD. It's a collection of hits from Omi and Major Lazer, Skrillex, Pitbull, Nick Jonas, Maroon 5, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, all on it. And you can get it just by listening. All right, here's a request from the Solomonates Eshetu Asfa, who is in Addis Ababa. And he wants to hear this Bob Marley song called Three Little Birds on Border Crossings. Marley's world, there wasn't a worry. Not a thing.
I'd like to live in that world.
Me too. Where do I sign up? That is Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, right here on Border Crossings, and a request from the Solomonates Eshetu Asfa, who's tuned into our show. Well, there's only one man who knows what's going on the charts There's only one. Forget Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest calls Ray McDonald to find out what's hot and what's not on the charts.
You know, he's always calling me.
He always calls and just get in line with everybody else.
Oh,
Ray McDonald's here on Border Crossings. It's Tuesday, and it's time for Chart Chat.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, everybody. Here we go with another edition of Chart Chat. And let's segue from one Jamaican artist to another, because Omi remains number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a third week with Cheerleader. And the chart is a little different this week. It has added something, and we will take a closer look after Cheerleader.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there.
There it is, number one for a third week on the Hot 100, Omi with Cheerleader, and we should include Felix Jahn, the German remixer, who turned a local hit into a global hit. And this is still a champion on the Hot 100, despite dropping to second place on the Billboard Digital Songs chart. It was number one for 4 weeks there. And also this week, the week ending August 8th, on-demand streams from Apple Music have joined the Hot 100 streaming data pool. Now, Apple Music is apparently having a few growing pains. I don't have it. I mean, I have iTunes. I have an iPhone, but I haven't signed up for Apple Music yet. But apparently, people are having a lot of problems with it in adding new songs to their playlists that already may exist. It seems like they're just not that well integrated yet.
Interesting. Well, I know they're always coming up with something. Apple is always cutting-edge technology, trying to create ideas and things like that.
Yeah.
What's the status with Tidal? Are they still around? Are they in trouble? What's happening?
This is very interesting. There have been a few executives who have been shuffling around in both Tidal and Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. So Jay-Z's empire is, yeah, I wouldn't say it's in trouble, but there seems to be a lot of movement. And the lady DJ and I were talking about this on our podcast last week, that there seem to be some indications that Jay-Z is not happy with Tidal. He put a lot of his own money into it. And as you know, Tidal has had some bad publicity. It got off to a really rough start.
Mm-hmm. And there was talk of a Beyonce Jay-Z album to be released only on Tidal to kind of help bolster sales there. Is that still in the mix, or have they kind of let that one go?
I haven't heard anything about it recently. Last week, Prince released a new single on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you'll recall, Prince had been working with Tidal.
Right.
His concert for Baltimore was streamed on Tidal, mm-hmm. but he chose Spotify for this. And if anybody knows how the music business operates, it's Prince.
Right.
You know, he's been through everything twice.
And Drake has publicly come out and said, "I'm not going to put music out on Tidal." Mm-hmm. So, and he was an early supporter, but now he's pulled back. So,
yeah. Lady DJ Shauna Renee seems to think that Apple Music is the early leader in hip-hop mm-hmm. because it has a Dr. Dre factor going for it. Anyway, we'll see. And speaking of hip-hop, Fetty Wap and Monty jump all the way from 87th to 7th place on the Hot 100 with a song called My Way. And Fetty is really on a roll. And I'll tell you more about it after My Way.
Mickey, I'm trying.
Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my way? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. I swear my shit's so sick. Ayy, and he mad as hell. Big Sue up all she sing. Ayy, and he mad as hell. Big Sue up in her dreams. Ayy, and he mad as hell. When they say she scream for me. Ayy, Big Sue up what these should be. Ayy, baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. Ayy, oh hey, if you think you can take my money. Ayy, and I'm too tough when I swear I don't miss. Ayy, baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way?
Baby girl, you can stay tonight till the morn. All this ice on my arm. What you like, what you want, and I might put you on. Bitches mine, can't you see? And I rock 17, all these knots. In my jeans, me and Zoo turning up. Got your boo in the car, and she Sue. Cause it's looking like the roof going up. I'm counting all this bread. I don't talk to fans. Try to take my bump. You gon' take two to the head. This baby, you the baddest. Baby, you the baddest. All this money, I'ma cash in. All this money, I'ma cash in. And I'm swerving all the traffic. Swerving all the traffic. While I'm trapping out the man.
There's Fetty Wap giving a shout out to the Bavarian Motor Works company swerving in his I-8 at 200 miles an hour. Not safe driving, Fetty. All right? Well, let's go on record as saying we do not approve of that. Fetty Wap and Monty, My Way, going from 87th to 7th place on the latest Hot 100. This is the largest jump into the top 10 since August of 2013, when Katy Perry went from 82nd to 2nd place with Roar. Fetty Wap is also in 6th place with Trap Queen, and he's the first lead male rapper to have 2 top 10 singles since 2011, when Lil Wayne did it with the tracks She Will and How to Love. And that's not all. Fetty Wap is also in 18th place with the song 679. So, you know, don't mess with Fetty Wap.
Yeah, I'd like to see a duet. I'd like to see Fetty and Fitty do a duet. So you got Fetty, Fitty, and they do a duet to you. That would be cool.
I think Fitty would probably be open to that right now. He needs all the work he can get.
And Frank Sinatra's people are on the phone right now saying, My Way? What? That song's called My Way? Wait a minute.
Right.
All right. Ray McDonald's in. It's Chart Chat. And we're looking down the Billboard charts, as we do every Tuesday on the program.
And I have one more song for you today. It's by the Australian group 5 Seconds of Summer. It's called She's Kinda Hot. It's the Hotshot debut in 22nd place. And this signals a new chapter for the band. And we're going to talk about it after She's Kinda Hot. Seconds of Summer, She's Kinda Hot. It's the Hotshot debut in 22nd place, so it's probably going to go higher. When they debut that high, they usually do that, you know, rising up the chart thing. The group co-wrote this with Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte, and it sounds like a Good Charlotte song. So it's got a little bit of a rock emphasis to it, and I like that. I like the fact that 5 Seconds of Summer had a little bit of a rock edge, and apparently they're going to emphasize that in their upcoming second album. They say that they push the guitars up in this song, and they're going to keep doing that.
And Callum was interviewed, and recently he said that they are going to be the biggest boy band on the planet. That's their goal. Getting kind of a little cocky, but you never know.
Well, it's good to be ambitious.
It is. Yeah. Good goals. Five Seconds of Summer.
We'll see what happens with One Direction. Like you and I were just saying, they seem to be going in all different directions right now. So maybe 5 Seconds of Summer, they're like sharks. They smell blood in the water.
It's interesting how, especially the Australian waters, but it's interesting how, all of a sudden with One Direction, one guy leaves and another guy becomes a daddy. And mm-hmm. it's kind of, they're walking a fine line there.
And One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer toured together yep. earlier this year.
Yeah, I know. Five Seconds of Summer a year ago said they couldn't get any girls in to watch them perform before. So they were kind of struggling along. Well, thank you, Ray.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming in every Tuesday and lightening us with all of the information from the Billboard charts. It's the Billboard Hot 100 Countdown, the Top 20 Countdown. You couldn't count down 100 songs. It'd take all day. Well, I'll take a day off. You count down the 100 songs.
Sure, why not?
Every Thursday, right?
That's what Thursday.
On VOA1.
And you can also catch the countdown on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits.
All right, thank you, Ray McDonald.
You got it, Larry.
This is Border Crossings, and here is speaking of boy band, boy image, teen idol type groups and singers, Mekuanint Legesi wants this song from Justin Bieber for Makede's Seum.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl. Let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. And I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bar. Girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world, yes. Make you dance to a spin and a twirl. And voice going crazy on this hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Never let you go.
So give me a chance, cause you're all I need, girl. Spend a week with your boy, I'd be calling you my girlfriend. If I was your man,
if I was your man,
I'd never be a girl. I just wanna
if
love
I
and treat
you
right.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
Here you come again. just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you.
It's the voice of America, and here she goes again. Dolly Parton, an icon, a legend, a music institution. That's a request from King in Nigeria here on Border Crossings. Been 12 years since Dolly performed in Nashville, and she returned to Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium on Friday, and she performed two back-to-back benefit concerts Friday night to raise money for the Dustin Wells Foundation and the Opry Trust Fund. And she sang all her hits and took everybody back to the 70s and the 80s. And they love Dolly Parton's music all around the world. I want to thank you guys for listening and checking in on Facebook here on Border Crossings, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Ogwo Ojum wrote in to say hello. And grease to your elbow. Brian Cabasso is listening to Border Crossings. And he requested a song for everybody in Zambia from Kenny Rogers, which we'll get on in the future. Joseph Agaba Joe is tuned in to our show, Border Crossings. Al-Haji Ahmed Adamovic is listening in Ghana. Wesley Ballin, send a message our way. Chael, also checking in, as I mentioned earlier in the show. Edwin Saidu, Stephen Samsonic Samson is with us on Border Crossings from Zimbabwe. Joe Enlai Evilist is listening and wants to win the Now 55 CD we'll be giving away in just a little while. Prosper Onyebuchi is joining us, and Tafadzwa Sithole is listening to Border Crossings. Lillian wrote me a little message. Danny let me know that Danny's tuned in. Joseph in Nigeria says, it's my wife's birthday, so come join the party. So I'll catch the next flight out of here, and cut me a piece of cake. I'll be there. J.C. Saul also listening to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for tuning in and for supporting our show. As I always say, not often enough, it's because of you that we're here, and it's because of your requests that we keep doing what we're doing. So you keep the requests coming, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. 202-619-2077 is the phone number to call for requests and dedications. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com. We do have a Twitter account, BCVOA. Send a tweet to us, BCVOA, and you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us on Facebook. Solomon Gustrush Abugriel Join me on Facebook with this next request for all our listeners and for my brother and I in Ghana. It's from a singer named Rachel Platten, who is climbing up the charts. She's a newcomer. Even at the age of 34, she's kind of new. And her song has been in the top 10 on the Billboard charts, doing very, very well, that we're going to play for you next. In fact, it reached number one in Australia. That's how popular it is. She's from Massachusetts, just like Meghan Trainor, another Massachusetts girl. And right now she's with Andy Grammer on tour for the Good Guys and a Girl tour. And she also has been touring with Colby Calais and Christina Perry on their Girls Night Out tour. So here is Rachel Platten, and this is called Fight Song on Border Crossings.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
VOA1.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He had never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. Torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Border Crossing, Saidu Muhammad Ali with Kenny Rogers requesting a beautiful song called Coward of the County for everybody in Nigeria listening to our show today. Kenny Rogers turns 76 this month on August 21st. So put your card in the mail right now to Kenny to say happy birthday. It's hard to find him, though. He's still touring. 5 decades in his career and over 100 million records sold. And he performed in Beaumont, Texas on Wednesday. And you may remember back in the early days, Kenny Rogers owned a restaurant chain, Kenny Rogers Roasters. Remember, he used to do some commercials for those? He's done so many different things over the years, sung duets with many different artists, and an avid tennis player, even at his age, 75 now, still plays tennis. He used to travel with a tennis pro, and he used to practice and play up to 8 hours a day. Kenny used to really love to play tennis. And the last time we saw him in the U.S. on TV, he was doing a Geico insurance commercial where he sat at a card table and sang The Gambler. But anyway, that's Kenny Rogers, still going strong. And continues to put out the hits. In fact, he's got a new Christmas album coming out in November, and it's called Once Again, It's Christmas. Kenny Rogers. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. We're going to play one more request. Then we're going to give away the Now 55 CD. So hang around. That's coming your way after we get this request in for Henry Ayodeji. And he writes in to say, hey, Larry, and to everybody who's at Border Crossings, I want to hear Jamie Foxx and Drake Please play the song for my girlfriend, Sarah Ojefor, and tell her she means the world to me. So here's Jamie Foxx and Drake, and this is Fall for Your Type on Border Crossings.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. Live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one, making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your time, yeah, for your time. Tell me. Nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear I always fall for your time, yeah, for your time. Tell me why I always fall for your time.
Yeah.
For your time.
Look. Dress hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing. You just drunk. You just saying. And oh, you dance. Dance like how? Like ballet and. Oh. Wait, no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it, and I fall.
Border Crossings, Jamie Foxx with Drake and Fall for Your Type. I'm Larry London. And it's time now for our CD giveaway, the Now 55 CD giveaway. We've got a lucky listener of the day who is going to receive this compilation CD, which contains songs from Ellie Goulding and Tove Lo, Jason Derulo, Fifth Harmony, Omi, who we played earlier this hour, number one on the charts, Pitbull, Nick Jonas, Maroon 5, Ed Sheeran, And today, our lucky listener of the day is Edward David Wilson from Ghana. So congratulations. Hey, Edward David Wilson, you are today's lucky listener of the day. And you have just won the Now 55 CD. So thank you for listening. Also, hello to Eskinder and Walu, who checked in on my Facebook page. Sean Vincent, Danny is listening to us as well. Jacques J. also checked in. So thank you, everybody, for joining us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. It's time for one more before we say goodbye. It's the Queen Bee.
All the single ladies.
Crossings, Beyonce. Uh-oh, just put a ring on it. One of my favorites from Beyonce. Melanie in Kuwait tuned in and checked in. Clement in Nigeria. Fema, Hamza, all listening. Also on the Facebook page, Augustino says, I'm tuned in. Yabisra. I don't know how to say that name. I'm sorry. Listening and wanted a request for Chris Brown. Tales Ribeiro is in Brazil. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, listening. And Zalalem Amele said, my brother Sintyuhu and I are listening and we want to hear a song and we're huge fans, so don't let us down. Well, we will play your song request for you, but keep in mind it takes 3 to 5 days to get a song request played from the day we get it. So if you send it in today, it takes 3 to 5 days from today to hear the song played on the program. So thank you all for listening. Thanks for your requests. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We shall return tomorrow with more requests. And thank you, Greg Burns, our engineer. And thank you to Vince, our director, and Marissa, our producer intern today on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. Have a great night. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.